So he's not roy to bring a Pesach Rishon today. She'asofik piyad elasis. That means really, really, this person could bring it. He has the possibility, he has the money, he has the carbon. It's only the Issa Tomer that's stopping him. The Yema Yoisi doesn't do it, is af derech rechaikum. The same thing, the second case of the Pesach, where a person is far away from Yerushalayim. He's derech rechaikum. Nami, the Pesach is talking about, she'asofik piyad elasis. That really he has a messenger, he has somebody that would go to Yerushalayim and would bring the carbon for him. Still, the Torah says, V'yeng Yisa, he's not allowed to do it. That's Rabbi Kiva's drasha. So the Chura Hashashis has nothing to write from Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says, a Tomei and a Derech Rechoika has the exact same halacha. Like Rashi says, Av Derech Rechoika, Shasifik the other Lassos, Shoya Leishluchim, he had messengers, Lishalayach. Ukama Rachmon, and still the Torah says, he's not allowed to have a carbon brought to him. Why the mitchet chiyim? The Torah pushed him off. That's the locha, a person that's derech rechoika, like Rosh Hashanah holds, the Torah pushes you off. You can't have a Pesach Rishon. So who is the kashya of Nachman? So the Gemara of Rav Nachman, Olam Rav Nachman says like this: Rabbi Akiva Latayme Avad. The Koranth Rav Kiva Amzichem Askim. Rav Kiva goes according to Shita that calls the man you yourself right now cannot bring a Pesach. You yourself. You can't have a shliach bring it for you. Why the Ksava Rav Kiva Shita is Ein Sheichtin V'Zorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. The Rav Kiva Shita is, let's say on Erev Pesach somebody touched the Sheretz. The Lachar is if you touch the Sheretz now, you could go to the mikveh right away, and by nighttime you become tor, and by nighttime you'll be able to eat the korban Pesach. So therefore, we hold you could bring a korban. Rav Kiva holds no. Rav Kiva holds, since Lamaisa right now on Erev Pesach, Vishas at the time when they're supposed to bring the Koran Pesach, you're a Tomei, you yourself cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash. You yourself cannot be there Vishas the Shechita. You're not allowed to have a Shliach either. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So Mel, it's very good. Maduch Rabbi Kiva holds, a person that's a Tomei Sheretz, that at nighttime, like he's here in Yerushalayim, and at nighttime he'll be Torah. Still right now, since he can't come in, he can't have a carbon brought for him. So Shita, a person that's a Derech Rechoikam, if a person is far away from Yerushalayim now in Erev Pesach, see himself cannot come into Yerushalayim. So Pshita cannot have a Shliach either. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Of a Zok Rav Nachman, of a V'yano, how do we hold? A V'yano Svira, we paskin, lay, command the Yoma, let the man Yoma that holds, Shoichtin V'zorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. No, you are allowed to have a Korban Pesach brought for you, even though you touched the Sheretz today on Erev Pesach. So today you can't come into the Beis HaMikdash, but you could go to the mikveh today, and you'll have Harash Shemesh by nighttime, you'll be Torah Lagamri, you'll be able to eat the korban. So the lacher is, you're allowed to have a shliach, a messenger, go for you, and bring your korban for you, and let him take it home for you, and at nighttime you'll eat the korban. So what do you see, Lalacha? That even though you yourself cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash, but since by nighttime you'll be able to eat the meat, you could have a korban brought for you. Dr. Rav Nachman, the same thing. If a person now is Tor, but he's B'derech Rechoikam, he's 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. There's no way right now, even if he starts walking right now to Yerushalayim, he cannot get there in time to bring this korban. So what? Even though he won't be there B'shas korban, but since by tonight, when it comes to the time to eat it, he will make it into Yerushalayim, so you're allowed to have the korban brought to him. That's Rav Nachman's Svarah. Just like by Tomei Sheretz. Even though you yourself cannot bring the korban, you can have a shliach bring it for you, since by nighttime you'll be able to eat it. Here also, even though right now you have a derech rechoikam, for you to get to Yerushalayim, you won't reach until nighttime. So what? Right now, let a shliach make the korban for you, because by nighttime you'll be in Yerushalayim. That's kosher. That's what Nachman's svara. I, Reb Kiva, says not like that, and Rosh Hashanah is possible like Reb Kiva. So Reb Nachman says that's not shver. Reb Kiva goes l'shitosim. Reb Kiva holds you have to be there in the Beis HaMikdash, or else you have to be able to be in the Beis HaMikdash b'shas teshchita. But if you're a tomedik person, even though by nighttime you'll be tor, nothing doing according to Reb Kiva. So Reb Nachman says good. That's Reb Kiva l'shitosim. But we paskin not like Reb Kiva. We paskin even though right now you can't get into the Beis HaMikdash, but since at nighttime you'll be tor here also. Even though right now you're b'derech rechoika, you can't get into the Beis HaMikdash. So what? Since by nighttime though you'll be able to be here, you're allowed to have a korban brought for you, and you can eat it at nighttime. So the Gemara, turn around, Elu she'oisin es ha'sheni. These are the people that are pushed off to bring the Pesach Sheni.
They can't bring down an Erev Pesach, a Pesach Rishon. They're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ha'azovin, if a man is a Zav, or else the Azovis, an Isha that saw 3 days in a row, for Shasar 11 days, that she's a Zovah. Ha'mitzaroyim, a man that's a Mitzorim, or else ha'mitzaras, an Isha that's a Mitzoras, that she's Tomei, she can't have a carbon brought, she can't eat the meat at night. Venidois, an Isha that's a Nida, she's Tomei for 7 days, so Melu, she can't bring a carbon Pesach, Rishon, she's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Uboyla Nidah, if a man that's Boyla Nidah, so the man himself also has a Tumah Nidah on him, he's Tumah for 7 days, he also can't eat the meat, and, so mainly can't have a carbon brewed. Vayoledis, an Isha that just gave birth, she's Tumah for 7 days, depends what, for a Zohar or for the Keva, so she can't have a carbon brewed for all, she's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ha Shagigin, somebody that was normal, a Tardig a person, but he was a Shagig, he forgot today was Erev Pesach. And he didn't bring a carbon. The lacher is, he's allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Who adin v'yanusim? A person was an honest, he was forced upon it, he couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon. Something came up, he just couldn't do it. And who adin v'yamezidin? Who adin if a person was mamish tor? And for no reason, he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon. He's amazing. He could have done it today, but willingly he did not bring it. So even though there's a chiyuv karos in this person, but still there's a chiyuv when it comes to Pesach Sheni to bring a carbon, bring a Pesach Sheni. V'tomei, who are the person that's tomei in Erev Pesach? It means tomei l'nefesh. You touch the mace, you tomei for 7 days. And who are then b'shoyim v'dech rechoyka? Who are then the person that's far away from Yerushalayim? He can't bring a Pesach Rishon. He could bring a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemarim came, lo monema tomei. Why did the Torah, if not only tomei v'dech rechoyka brings a Pesach Sheni, why did the Torah here in Bamidbar say these two cases? It said the case, the person that's Tomei, he could bring a Pesach Sheni. Why does the Torah say this case for? For the Gemara, Tomei, he came Loma Nemar, Tomei, for the Gemara, Loma Nemar. He asked the question, why did the Torah say it? The boy Lamevet Barishan Leshav Kidinle. He said, if not for this Pesach, I would not know the Lacham. I would not know that he can't let a Tomei bring a Korban Pesach. Maybe a Tomei, the person could bring it. So Avada, I needed for the Lacham to tell me that if you're Tomei, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. I need the pasuk to tell me this halacha gufa. Elo, but you know what the question is? In Cain, if so, if all these cases, anybody that couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni, lo mo nema v'derech rechoikam. Why does the Torah have to say if a person is way far outside Yerushalayim and there are Pesach and he can't get in there to bring the korban, he has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni? Why does the Torah have to say it for him? It's not only this case that you're far away. All these cases, if the Mezid you don't bring a korban, also you could bring a Pesach Sheni. So why does the Torah have to say this Chiddush that if you're b'derech rechoikam, you could bring a Pesach Sheni? The Korab Shita. Lo mo nema v'derech rechoikam, and for the Gemara, lepoitrem in a chorus. It means to tell me that you're potim in a chorus. That means if you do not bring a Pesach Rishon, you should know you're potim in a chorus. That's the Chiddush. If you don't bring it to Mezid, then in a chnami you could bring a Pesach Sheni, but there's a chiyuv chorus involved. You're over this Yisr Aseh, you're over, you have a chiyuv chorus. The Chiddush is, but if you're derech rechoyka, that's the reason why you do not bring it, you should know you're potim in a chorus. So the Gemara, command the Yom Ahurza. And this goes according to the man the Yom that holds, like Rav Nachman, that if you, of derech rechoyka, if you would have a shliach, bring the korban for you would be good. Because like Rav Sheshis is no kasha. According to Rav Sheshis, the Torah has to tell you this big kiddush. The Torah says if a person is a derech rechoikam, you should know, even if you want to go have a shliach, bring a Pesach, nothing doing. You're a person that's nitchet a Pesach Sheni. That's a tremendous kiddush. So why didn't the price say this? The Gemara says this price holds like Rav Nachman to say no. That even though you're b'derech rechoikam, if you would have had a shliach brought the korban for you, it would have been a good korban. So b'zoy, what's the chiddush in the Torah then? That if you don't bring it, you can bring a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara Pshita, you're not worse than a mezid. You're not worse than somebody that was here in Yerushalayim and willingly did not bring a Pesach Rishon. He has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni. So why does the Torah have to say a new chiddush? If you're b'derech rechoikam, if you're outside Yerushalayim, you should know bring a Pesach Sheni. Pshita. So Gemara's Torah says you should know that you have no chiyuv karos. That's the chiddush. If you do it willingly, if you're here and you could bring a Pesach Rishon, just willingly you don't bring it, and echnami you chayiv karos. But here, since you're derech rechoika, that's the chiddush you put them in a karos. So the Gemara isha b'sheni mi mechayvim. What's the loch? Is it Gemara's asking a kasha now? When this brice it says claw the zovois and the nidois, they make a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, is that true that an isha could bring a Pesach Sheni? For a time we learned, Yochol lo yeyois nefesh sheni. I would think, who has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni El Tomei Neis? A Tomei Nefesh. Only someone has touched the Neis. Or else the person that's mamish was outside Yerushalayim on Pesach Rishon, he has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni. These are the two cases the Torah says Mefarish. What about a Zovin, if a man was a Zav, or else a Mitzoroin, if a man was a Mitzorim, or else a Boila Nidus, a man that was Boila Nidim. So you see, clearly only men are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Minayin, how do I know? Talmudim, the Pesach says, Ish, Ridashin. Any man, hey, Ish. It says, Ish, Dabra B'nai Yisrael Eimer, Ish, Kiyya, Tamil Nefesh, of the Erev Chayka, but says Loshin, Ish, Mashmah, not only these two cases, anybody that couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But you see, only a man, not an Isha. The first price, it says, even Nidois and Mitzorois also could bring a Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara Lakash, there's no steer here. We had a Machlenka Samayim already. Hor Reb Yossi, Hor Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon, we had before. Reb Yossi before said that an Isha is Mechuyiv in Pesach Sheni. And the second price, it goes according to Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, they both hold that Midirais and Isha is Potter for Pesach Sheni. Even if she was Tomei by Pesach Rishon, she has no Chiyiv to bring the Pesach Sheni. It was only a Shal, if she wants to, could she do it? But she has no Chiyiv. So now there's no steer with the two Man Yam, two Tanoim. Tana Rabbonin, the price sounds like this. Chayiv Korasala Rishon. The Chayiv Korasala Sheni Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, let's say a person did not bring Pesach Rishon. He willingly, in other words, on Pesach Rishon, Erev Pesach, he was a Torah Dika person, and he was inside Yerushalayim, and he should have brought the Korban. But willingly, the Mezid did not bring the Korban, you should know he's Chayiv Koras. He has one Chayiv Koras. Hu Adin, let's say Pesach Sheni. Somebody willingly did not bring a Pesach Sheni, he's also Chayiv Koras. So Rashi speaks out, the same person can't be Chayiv Koras two times. Because the Chayiv Koras means you'll die early. So once you have this sack one time, you can't get a second time. So Rebbe's Chiddush is, Echaps Nafkimina. Let's say somebody on Pesach Rishon was a Shoigig. Pesach Rishon, he forgot today was Pesach. So maybe he's a Shoigig then. And now what's his din? He's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Let's say it came now Pesach Sheni, and willingly he did not bring a Pesach Sheni. What's the locha? According to Rebbe, this person is Chayiv Koras. As Rebbe holds, either one of the two Korvins could be Mechayiv Yukoras. If either one you did not bring the Mezid, Yechayiv Koras. Rebbe knows it. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Nosson Noimeno. Chayiv Koras al Rishon. It's only Pesach Rishon. If willingly you did not bring Pesach Rishon, you should know Yechayiv Koras. Upoter al Hasheni. But let's say Pesach Rishon, you have two cases. Either you were a cotton Pesach Rishon, and you first became a Godel at Pesach Sheni, or else let's say Pesach Rishon, you were a Shoigig. You forgot it was Erev Pesach, so you have no Chayiv Koras. So the din is, you're supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Let's say it came Pesach Sheni, and willingly you did not bring Pesach Sheni. So, we have not known the apostle from Koras. Hey, the Chayiv Koras only comes for not bringing Pesach Rishon willingly. But for not bringing Pesach Sheni, there's no Chayiv Koras. That's the Nosson Shita. Rebbe Chanina ben Akavio Eimer, Af al Rishon ein Chayiv Koras. Even for not bringing Pesach Rishon, there's no Chayiv Koras. Elein kem lo yoseh Hasheni. That's Rebbe Chanina Shita. That the Chayiv Koras only comes if you do not bring both of them willingly. In other words, you b'shas Pesach Rishon, you knew about it, and you didn't bring it willingly. You're not Chayiv Koras yet. You still have the chance, when it comes Pesach Sheni, to bring the Korban. If you don't bring Pesach Sheni also, even though you know about it willingly, you don't bring it, that's the one case you're Chayiv Koras. But let's say Pesach Rishon you didn't do willingly. But then when it came Pesach Sheni, you were shaking. You forgot to say it was Pesach Sheni, you'll be potter for the Koras, according to Reb Chananya. According to Reb Chananya, the Chayiv Koras only comes from not bringing both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni b'mezid. That's the only time you have a Chayiv Koras. So the Gemara of Yozu of Tamayu, these three shittas go according to their svaras. The Tanya would look like this. What happens with the Ger, Shenizgayer, Bein, Shnei Psochim? A guy was a goy by Pesach Rishon, and after Pesach Rishon was a guy, he became a Yisrael. Hu Adin v'chein Kotin, Shehigdol Bein, Shnei Psochim. A person who first became by mitzvah after Pesach, before Pesach Sheni. Does he have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni or not? So Gemara says, Chayiv lasos Pesach Sheni divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shita is, yes, you have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Rebbe Shita is, these two kabbonis are not totally zevizem. They're two separate chiyuvim. Even though you were a katin, b'shas Pesach Rishon, so what? Now when it comes Pesach Sheni, you're a godol, you have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Like Rebbe before said, even though you were a shoygig or Pesach Rishon, but if a shas Pesach Sheni you're amazing, you chayiv chorus. Because Pesach Sheni has its own chiyuv. This is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Nosson Naimeno, Kol Shez Zokok L'Rishon. Whoever has a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon, he should know Zokok L'Sheni. He has a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Kol Shein Zokok L'Rishon, like here this goy. At Pesach Rishon he was a goy. He was first this Geyer after Pesach. Who had then this cotton? B'shas Pesach Rishon. He was potter for Pesach Rishon. The locher is Ein Zokok L'Sheni. He does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So you see clearly they go to Shitasoi. Rebbe Shita is Pesach Sheni is a chiyuv by itself, and Reb Nosson Svar is no. Pesach Sheni is no chiyuv by itself. Pesach Sheni is only like a tashlumim. You're making up for Pesach Rishon. So whoever was mechuyev in Pesach Rishon can bring a Pesach Sheni. If you are potter for Pesach, if you are potter for Pesach Rishon, and echnam you are potter for Pesach Sheni. So the Marba Maikem Miflugi. What are these three Svaras Tolian? Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds Sheni Rega Bifnayatzmahu. That that we said, the Torah says, whoever did not bring a Pesach Rishon is supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni, that's like a chiyuv by itself. It's called a regel b'fnei yatzmai. So even though you were a kotin, b'shas Pesach Rishon, but now by Pesach Sheni you're a godol, you have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because it's a new chiyuv. It's called a regel b'fnei yatzmai. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Nosson Sovar, no. Sheni is tashlumim derishinu. You should know Pesach Sheni is only called a Tashlumim, it's only making up for Pesach Rishon. Whoever was Mechuyev in a Pesach Rishon and did not do it, he has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni. But someone that had no Chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon, like you were a Kotan then, or you were a Goy then, even though you're Mizgaya now later, before Pesach Sheni, there's no Chiyuv. That's your Noson Svarim. And he also holds, Tikkun and the Rishon Loi Mesakin Lei. But he also holds the second one is not coming to Mesakin the first one. The Reb Nosson Svar we had before was, let's say by Pesach Rishon, somebody was here in Yerushalayim, he was Tor, and willingly, b'mezid, he did not bring the Pesach Rishon. Reb Nosson Svar is, he gets chorus for that. And we don't say he has a right to make up Pesach Sheni. No, Reb Nosson holds the Ikke Chiyuv is Pesach Rishon. And if you do not bring it, b'mezid, you have a Chiyuv chorus for that. Edechnami, you're supposed to bring the Pesach Sheni. But Pesach Sheni, the Gemara says, is not called a tikkun for Pesach Rishon. He holds. But tikkun el Rishon lo nesakin lei. He does not hold that the second one could be nesakin the first one. Since Peshas, the first one, the mezid, you did not bring it, you chayev chorus for that alone. That's your Noshin Svara. Moreover, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavi, so what does he hold? No. Sheni takanta derishenu. He holds no. The second one is a tashlumen for the first one, but it's also called a takana. It also comes to fix up the first one. In other words, even though you were amazed b'shas pesach rishon, you did not bring the curve of amazed. You're not chiyuv koros yet. Why? Because you have a right to wait to pesach sheni and fix up what you did wrong. If b'shas pesach sheni, either you bring the korban, or else you wanted to bring it, just you were shayeg, as long as you're not amazed again by the Pesach Sheni, you don't get cursed according to Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Chananya holds the Pesach Sheni comes to be the sack in the first one. So therefore you only get cursed if you're amazed, b'shas Pesach Rishon and b'shas Pesach Sheni. That's the only time you get cursed. But if you're shayeg either one of the two cases, you don't get cursed according to Rabbi Chananya. So tomorrow, what the Svar told you in? Ushloshto nikre chadoshu. All of them dash in the exact same posik. The posik says, where's the chiyuv chorus here? Okay, the posik says here, v'ish asherhu tor, a person that was tor, over derech lehoya, he was not away from Yishlayim, v'chodo latas haposach, and stam, he did not bring a Pesach. Posik says, v'nichre so anefashim yamer, this person gets the chiyuv chorus. Why? Because he did not bring the korban, but mayadi at the right time, cheto yisa gets a chet to issue. This person gets a chet. So pasuk says, since he did not bring the pesach rishon, there's a chiyuv koros involved. That's what the pasuk says. The word dash is like this: ushlosh to mikre chadoshu v'yisha shehu tor v'derech lehoya. And therefore, he did not bring his pesach. He has the chiyuv koros. Rebbe sovereign. The pasuk means like this: What does that mean? The loyavid rishon. Since he did not bring a pesach rishon, he's chayav koros for that. Inami, even though the pasuk says ki, the pasuk really says ki korban Hashem lehikriv. So the pasuk is mashma v'chod alasas apostach. He did not bring pesach rishon, and then it says in chayav koros why ki korban Hashem lehikriv, because he did not bring the pesach rishon. Rabbi doesn't ask him at that. Rabbi says this word ki means like a new thing. Ki is like, and another thing happened. He dashins inami, like or else, korban Hashem lehikriv, but mayad v'sheni, means who adin, if we did not bring a Pesach sheni, there's a chiyuv koros for that also. So Rabbi says, the pasuk is saying two chiyuv koroses. Either you do not bring Pesach rishon, for that you get koros, and ki, korban means inami. Inami, korban Hashem lehikriv, he did not bring the Pesach sheni, also chet the yisri yeshu, there's a chiyuv koros for not bringing the Pesach sheni. That's where Rabbi dashins this pasuk. For the Gemara, the end of the pasuk just says you do not bring the Pesach Sheni. This person has the chet. How do you know that the chet of Korah's known for not bringing the Pesach Sheni? And for the Gemara, Rebbe holds.